Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Second round's coming tonight. Yeah. Third round's coming tonight. Let's talk about the guys we want. Right now we know what's on the board. Yesterday when we were making hypothetical guesses of what we think the Chiefs might want, we didn't know what was going to be on the board. So what do we want tonight out of the Chiefs? I think we could probably start this by doing another mock
draft. Let's pick it up in the second
round.
Pro
Football Focus, should we do that?
Mm-hmm. The Chiefs, of course, have a couple picks today. Pick 63, pick 66, pick 95. So let's start it now that we know that Josh Simmons is already locked in to
make
the Chiefs.
Make sure you pre-fill the picks.
It's going to be really hard.
Okay. Mine is pre-filled.
PFF does okay. It. I'll be honest, if a defensive tackle is available at 63, right,
I just hit start.
For me not to take it. I've started mine. I'll go first this time since I've already got mine. At pick 63, I'll just be honest, the guy I picked at 63 yesterday is available.
Yeah, he is.
Omar Norman Lott is there. I'll be taking the big defensive tackle out of Tennessee. I don't even have to change my pick. I liked it yesterday for a lot of reasons. I still like it today. There are more running backs available this time around. But Quinshon Judkins was still gone. Dylan Sampson was still gone off of my board. Kyle Williams, who I know Binkley really likes, was gone. Some of the edge guys. So, this feels like a logical choice. I'll go with the kid out of Tennessee.
So, on mine, Norman Lott's there as well. But also, who's there? Who wasn't there at pick 31 yesterday when he did? I'm taking Dylan Sampson.
Running back. My guy, he was gone on my end. So, I wasn't able. He was actually gone quite a ways ago.
Yeah, so that would be my pick 63.
I'm making Ori, Burden, all those guys are long gone. Scorton, Mike Green.
I'm making it three vols in a row. Omar Norman Lott is available. He just feels like the guy. I was thinking of taking somebody different, but for sake of what I think the Chiefs should do in this situation, give me Omar Norman Lott.
All right, so this is funny. Now that it comes back, three picks later at pick 66, Omar Norman Lott is still on the board on mine. If I wanted to take him, but I'm not going to do it because of
you can get him as a steal.
The conversation we're having, I'm going to go wide receiver at this point in time. I hear a couple of wide receivers that are still on the board at this pick. The kid out of Stanford, also Jalen Royals, and that's where we're going to go. We're going to take Jalen Royals as the second pick in round three.
Again, I like that pick overall. This time, 66. It's still so here's what keeps happening to me at 66. The only running back of the three guys that I've given you of the guys that I really like, or two of them are still available, right? Damian Martinez and RJ Harvey. But I can't decide if I want RJ Harvey at 66. I really feel like if I don't get the Quinshon Judkins, if I don't get one of those premium guys that I kind of want at 63 or 66, I kind of want to wait. I feel like it's a risk.
Yeah, my only worry is I don't have a defensive lineman yet in my pick, but I didn't like who was left on the board.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I understand that. It's funny, we're going to go opposite directions in this, and I'm going to end up taking a second defensive lineman instead of taking a wide receiver or instead of taking was other guy. I'm going to take Alfred Collins, and we're just going to be
looking. He wasn't on the board for me. I like it.
He's like there, so I'm going to end up going Alfred Collins with my next pick, so. Until I'm going to hope RJ Harvey or somebody at running back is available.
A-plus body type for Alfred Collins.
That's exactly right.
Tell you, I'm going to hope some running back's available.
You were debating running back. I'm going to take a running back. RJ Harvey is my guy. I'm taking him at 66.
Okay, so then we go to pick 95. This is round three, last pick of round three. Or second to last pick, I'm sorry, of round three. Who's on the board? Who are you guys looking at?
I just ended up with Giddens again. Like, the same thing keeps happening anytime I enter these mock things. I'm not against Giddens.
Giddens not on the board on mine.
The only guys available for me every time I get to 95, the last two times you did this, is Giddens and Neal. I don't know if it's the way I'm drafting or the way I'm or the way I'm doing it. And I've told you before, I like both running backs as a talent. I like Giddens is a fit better. So after all this, Simmons, Omar Norman Lott, Alfred Collins, and DJ Giddens would be my first four. And then we can talk about some of the positions we can look at, not just our mocks. Yeah. Who'd you get in round
last
three?
One, I haven't drafted a defensive line, but I feel like I have to at this point in time. So I'll go Elijah Roberts, the edge rusher out of SMU, as the final pick out of our mock here.
So I was debating defensive lines available, too. It's a lot of defensive guys, or it's a lot of trench guys. It's O-line, D-line. Ashton Gelada is still there. I picked him yesterday in the third round. Give me Ashton Gelada again, edge rusher out of Louisville.
So last night on the press conference, and we can play you some of the audio later of what Simmons said about coming to Kansas City and how much work they did on him, what Brett Veach said about the player. But in talking about the rest of the draft, he specifically mentioned these players. Leave a draft. We wanted to leave a draft with offensive linemen, or it's good protocols, what he said, to leave any draft. Offensive linemen, defensive linemen, corners, and wide receivers. One of those boxes is checked.
Yep.
What are the – so tackles covered. I'm not saying they can't take another offensive lineman, but I'll be honest, it better damn sure not be tonight. You have spent a lot of money and draft pick capital at center, at tackle, at guard. We're good. You're good for now. Because right now it's a first-round pick, or depends on how you look at it. It's either your biggest free agent signing or a first-round pick at left tackle. It is a second-round pick at left guard. It's a second-round pick and a high-priced one at center. It's a sixth-round pick, but now high-priced at right guard. And the most money at right tackle in the NFL at Juwan Taylor. So, like, I don't think you need to spend your second or third round picks tonight on offensive line. I am interested. Defensive line has to be one of the three picks. I think running backs should be one of the three picks. If it's not running back, I want a wide receiver.
Yeah, we're going to find out how confident they are in the cornerbacks that they have, knowing that not many are under contract after this year. Could that be one of the first picks that they make tonight? I hope it is an edge rusher, an interior defensive lineman. I also think the more we watch what happened in the AFC West last night with a couple of running backs go off the board and Ashton Jeanty and Omarion Hampton going to the Chargers there, you've got to find a way to also stop the run. And how good do you feel, guys, about the interior of the Chiefs defensive line right now? I'm a little worried about that. So I would look defensive line and maybe even interior, but as we just went through the mock draft process just for fun, depends who's on the board, right? You don't want to reach for somebody just because there's not a have to take defensive line with the first pick tonight. But at some point tonight, I think they need to. But if there's a better player available, a corner you didn't think was going to be there with your first pick this evening, I don't hate it. It truly is like, hey, without knowing who's going to be available in that moment. So all those positions are on the table. I also am with you, though, that running back tonight would not surprise me and should not surprise anybody.
The fifth round pick changes the calculus a little bit. Now that we're not doing these mocks out, Drew, I don't know how many mock drafts we did where they didn't have a fifth. The thing I desperately want to know about this, and they're not going to answer this for us, is did they want that fifth? Because that fifth, if you do the trade chart math on it, it would make a lot of sense to trade up from that 95 spot in the third round. In the middle of the third is what that fifth could do you. Like, it can't move
you
up.
You're saying it could buy you a couple extra spots to get a Jack Sawyer or to get an edge rusher if you want one, unless, or to get a wide receiver.
Yeah, unless you are willing to trade future draft picks into next year, it can't really move you up into the range. Like, I know what Chiefs fans want to do. They want to go from 63 tonight to 40 and take Luther Burden. Fifth round pick won't do that. One of your thirds will get you close. Your 66th pick?
You're saying you pair 66 and you pair...
Or not even the fifth. You pair 66 with a third next year is what would get you there, Drew. And then you still have a second tonight. You get to move up in the second to get the guy you want high, right? You still have a third round pick and a fourth round pick, but now you don't have to wait until the seventh. You can take another one in the fifth. Have more of a traditional draft. I feel like that's a movement piece.
Say
again, Drew?
They have all their sevens.
I wonder,
not
that the Rams would want to do it again, but where did the Rams move back to again in the second
40
round?
40-something with the Falcons pick, like 45 or something like that? 47?
So if Burden somehow is available, I don't think he'll be available 45, but I was just thinking in terms of teams that is because the Vikings are too far down because they could use some
feels
more
like
picks.
I think Burden's going to be one of the first five players taken tonight.
I wonder if you gave up 63 and 66 and a seventh.
I don't think they needed. But like, I don't think they needed to do that. They're 63 not that desperate.
63 would move you up in the draft trade chart, but I wouldn't do that.
Like if we weren't in Kansas
it's
City,
extra, it's only one extra pick you're giving away.
I don't think we'd be. Maybe I'm off on this.
Technically,
I don't think we'd even be entertaining what you're saying, trading up for Burton if we weren't in Kansas City. And Burton went to Mizzou. I'm just being honest.
I'd be interested in a wide receiver, and I still think trading he's a really talented
trading multiple
one.
Picks to go get one. I don't think they're in a position where they need to do that.
Yeah. I don't think I'd, that's the tough part. I don't think I'd risk it either, but I still am surprised he fell.
Yeah.
Like the measurables, like, the way that
the year that he had.
Awful like, final year.
Who was his quarterback for 80% of the year in Missouri?
I think we all agree
but
with that.
But 6 months ago, he was, it has to be about this year because 6 months ago, he was pretty much a consensus top 10, 15 pick. and now maybe he's going to be in the first 5 or 10 picks tonight. I think that's probably where we would all agree we would think. I mean, every year there's a player that just keeps sliding and sliding and sliding. And where's that floor for Burton? Is it at pick 37 or 38? Or is it all of a sudden that he's in the 40s? I would be surprised. But a lot of people are probably surprised that he's still on the board tonight. So
I guess that's a question. If you let's say you make Drew's trade scenario, 66 and 63, you trade both your both your third round picks. And no, that'd be your second and third round pick.
Second in the Tennessee.
Is there a player left currently in the draft you would make that move for?
I mean, if Mike Green is somehow available at 40, I would swing and hit. I would swing as fast as possible.
You'd actually get a pick back. It looks
I don't
like
want to do it
you
for
get Mike Green at 40.
I wouldn't do it for a wide receiver. I don't think they're in a position where they desperately have to go get one. Yeah. I know running back is always touchy for people, but if somehow Travion Henderson or somebody like that fell to the middle of the second round, I'd be interested. The problem is, I think there's a ton of depth at running back. That's another position. Do I need to actually trade up? So when Drew mentioned a name, I don't think he'll be available, but maybe edge rusher would be one of the few positions I'd be okay with them trading up to get. I don't think they need to make a big 15 spot jump. That's giving away too much.
I just like goes back to the draft. Now that we're looking at it, I think that there's still 30 guys who are worthy of second round grades on the board. Like that's where my reservation about trading up is, Drew.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at the board and you're like, all right, here are the players that I'm like, damn, they're still available. All of these guys, Will Johnson, Mike Green, Eamon Worry, Luther Burden, Shadur, and that won't impact it, but that's a player that's going to go, I think, before Kansas City. I thought Shamar Turner was just as good as the guy your Cincinnati Bengals took last night, so he's available.
Scorton.
Like I can just keep going, right? I didn't even mention Judkins, who I like is the best running back available left on the board.
Or Henderson,
based on the thing we just had. And the Ohio State edge player, right? I can't ever pronounce his name.
J.T. Tuimoloau.
He's also one of the guys that people have mentioned. Like, so once I start going through the list, I'm like, I'd almost be fine with any of the players I just mentioned, except for like Sanders, right? A player that doesn't make sense.
Seriously,
I don't know that I want to trade
you
out.
You don't think there's
not
a player that would be worth that sort of a squeeze?
If you're using some of those picks, I think it makes the most sense to take that fifth round pick and move up again in the third and then get like four of the top 80 players, you know?
So trade 95 and whatever pick you have around five is to get to 80.
Okay. That was the best part. Like, take all that, and we'll talk with Binken here in a minute. The Simmons trade and why you and I would both do it, even if I've got reservations about the injuries and everything else. Getting that free fifth round pick from the Eagles,
yeah,
I mean, it doesn't mean you're going to get the pick right. It doesn't guarantee you that you're going to, but like,
free pick.
All he said was, are you taking offense or defense? He's like, oh, we're taking a defensive player. Cool, you're fine. Yeah, sure, I'll take the fifth. Like, sounds good to me. And both the Eagles and the Chiefs did the identical thing for positions of need. They both took a person who reportedly would have gone a whole hell of a lot higher if it wasn't for a very serious injury. You know why? Because they were the Super Bowl last year. They can take chances like that. That's a whole other part of this equation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.